Copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Dodging rain clouds in K-Town. Our series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Delayed about an hour tonight, but we are around the corner from first pitch. It's game one of six in Kannapolis, North Carolina at Atrium Health Ballpark. Let's let you listen in on the singing of the anthem. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, our broadcast on the road in K-Town, Kannapolis, North Carolina, the start of a six-game road series for the Woodpeckers against the Chicago White Sox affiliate, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Delayed about an hour tonight due to some scattered thunderstorms. Still some weather circulating around the radar, so we'll keep our eyes on it today. Some lightning in the area, but not close enough to cause any safety concerns for the players. And we're going to get a little baseball going underneath the circumstances. It's the left-hander for the Cannonballers, Lucas Gordon, the sixth-rounder out of the University of Texas, making his debut tonight for Kannapolis, a 2023 draft pick for the Chicago White Sox. And he'll go up against Jaron Williams, Bryce Matthews, and Luis Baez to begin the game. Garrett Gilmet hits cleanup tonight. Ryan Johnson fifth. Luis Encarnacion sixth. And the seven through nine are Jackson Lofton, Dari Lorenzo, and Leo Stani Molina. The Woodpeckers come in 56-68 overall, 22-32 coming off a very good road series last week where they won 5 of 6 on the road in Kinston against the Wood Ducks. First pitch of our delayed ball game is out, and it's a check swing from Williams, an appeal up the line, and he did not go. Officially underway tonight at 8:11 p.m. and current temperature in Kannapolis, isolated thunderstorms and 77 degrees. Just outside of Charlotte, a pop-up into the right field bullpen. Long run for the Kannapolis first baseman, and it lands into the empty stands, a foul ball. And one ball, one strike count on Jaron Williams. Left-hander Lucas Gordon is mentioned, a University of Texas ball player who went to Notre Dame High School in Los Angeles. He was born in San Diego, 21-year-old, the sixth-round pick. Stands 6'1", 193 pounds out there on the hill. He misses down and outside to Jaron Williams, and he gets ahead in the count, 2-1. Williams, Matthews, and then Baez, top three of the order. Pitch down in the dirt. 3 balls and a strike. The Woodpeckers are in their Black Ops uniforms tonight. Black uniform, shadow camo sleeves. Woodpeckers in white across the chest. A white numeral outlined in red on the back. Black belt with a gray pant. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle, and that will squeeze into center field. Jaron Williams slaps a leadoff single into center, and the Woodpeckers have a base runner to begin this game. Brings Bryce Matthews to the plate. Matthews added shortstop today for the Woodpeckers. Kannapolis is in their blues today. Blue ball cap with a red bill, the Cannonballer logo on the front of that ball cap. Blue uniform with a red numeral on the back of the jersey. Ballers in white across the chest and white pants for the Kannapolis fielders. Matthews turns away from an inside pitch, and it is a 1-ball, no-strike count. Matthews with a home run during last week's series out in Kinston. Here comes the offer, and a fastball called a strike on the inside corner. Woodpeckers have hit 21 home runs in the month of August, and that's the most in a single month this year, so keep an eye for that to continue in this series. Fayetteville comes in with a 7-11 record against Kannapolis this season. A step and a pickoff throw over to first base. Cannonballers need just 3 wins on the week to take the head-to-head, or make it 3 wins to get to that 14-win mark. Bryce Matthews ready for the pitch from Gordon. Runner going to second. Pitch is called to strike, top of the zone. A pump fake, but no throw for Harris, the catcher. And that'll go as a strike and a stolen base. Jaron Williams gets into scoring position. Luis Baez standing on deck. Next pitch to Matthews, strikes him out swinging. A high fastball got him. And that's how Lucas Gordon picks up his first out of the day. Brings Luis Baez, the powerful right-handed hitter, to the plate. A pair of home runs for him in Kinston last week. Both of them measuring over 430 feet, just tape measure shots, and he'll be trying to pepper the berm out in left field here at Atrium Health Ballpark this week. Runner going to third, pitch is down and inside, kicks away from the catcher, and it will be another stolen base for Williams. He was off and moving on the pitch, and he chose the right one to move on. Luis Baez in a 1-ball, no-strike count. Here's the pitch to Baez. Check swing on a fastball, and it just missed outside. Whole Kannapolis infield drawn in, playing on the cut of the grass. Fayetteville trying to score early, take the quick lead, and obviously having to buy some time and overcome the delay. About an hour to get things going tonight. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. Do what you can, play some cards, try and stay loose, and wait for the call to go play the baseball game. Luis Baez ready for the pitch from Gordon. Here it is. swings at a slider he was out in front of him. Baez on the season hitting .259 across 37 games. Hacks at another off-speed pitch and strikes out. So Jaron Williams saddled over there at third base. Waiting for one of his teammates in the heart of the order to come up with a hit. Here's Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet squaring off against his former teammate Lucas Gordon, both Longhorns last year. Now he's swinging a pop fly off to the right side that will drift into the stands. Foul. Garrett Gilmet caught Lucas Gordon quite a few times during this past collegiate season, so he knows the stuff that he brings in. Garrett Gilmet out to a strong start in his single-A career offensively. .262 average, .363 on base with three doubles, three home runs, and 10 RBIs. Pitch inside. Gordon went in the sixth round, and Gilmet went nine rounds later in round 15 to the Houston Astros. 1-1 count with Williams at third. A single and a stolen base of second and third base put him 90 feet away. Next pitch, changeup, drifts outside. Three balls and a strike. Ryan Johnson would be next if his spot in the lineup comes up, batting fifth. Fayetteville winning the last game between these two sides on July 3rd. Runner bluffs down at third base. Gilmet swings, fouls it into the screen. Jaron Williams started hard at third, took a few big strides, almost like he was going to break home. Full count on the Fayetteville cleanup hitter. Just underway here, a delayed start, top of the first in Kannapolis. Stadium lights already in full effect. Here's the pitch home, and Gilmet fouls it off of the catcher, Harris. Quickly around the diamond for Kannapolis in left field, Chris Lanzilli. Center fielder is Riku Nishida. Out in right, Drake Logan. At third base on the infield is Wilbur Sanchez. First baseman is Ryan Galaney. The shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez, the first-round pick. Jordan Sprinkle is the second baseman. And the catcher is Calvin Harris. Gilmet swings at a pitch down to the dirt. He is tagged out. And that will close the top of the first inning. Fayetteville strands a runner down to third base, Jaron Williams, and we go bottom one, no score.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, at WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ.
Bottom of the first inning, we are just underway in Kannapolis after about an hour rain delay tonight. Fayetteville put a leadoff hitter on Jaron Williams, but stranded him at third, struck out three straight times. Matthews, Baez, Gilmet all going down against Gordon. And now it's time for Ethan Pecco to take the mound. Third game for the right-hander since his call-up from the FCL, drafted this year by Houston in the sixth round. So you have a pair of sixth-rounders going head-to-head tonight. Gordon out of Texas, Ethan Pecco out of Towson. originally from Pennsylvania. And Pecco gets his second start with Fayetteville in this one, third total game. He has given up 9 earned runs over his first 3 1/3. Really a tough debut for him, where he was removed in the first inning of a start, gave up 7 earned runs, but bounced back nicely his last time. Gets a swing and miss by Riku Nishida, and it goes to a 1-ball-2-strike count. And here comes the pitch to him. Swings and misses at a fastball, and Nishida goes down. Gonzalez coming up. Riku Nishida out number one. Jacob Gonzalez now the first-round pick, climbing into the left side. Calvin Harris bats second, or excuse me, third, plays at catcher. Chris Lanzilli, the cleanup hitter, out and left. Jordan Sprinkle bats fifth as Gonzalez scores to bunt. Cues one foul along third. Ryan Galaney is the sixth hitter, followed by Jonaker Betancourt. Drake Logan and Wilbur Sanchez rounding it out for Kannapolis manager Patrick Leland. Ethan Pecco locks target, pitches, and misses low in the dirt. Jacob Gonzalez, 6'2", lefty, originally from Whittier, California, grabbed out of Ole Miss in the first round this year by Chicago. Former teammate of former Cannonballer Tim Elko, as he swings and shoots one foul off to the left. Jacob Gonzalez at 269 so far in his short stint in single-A ball. No home runs and 4 RBIs. Here comes the wind, the kick, and the pitch. A tapper hit along third and against a shifted infield. Rolling off the front of the bag. And it plants itself right in front of third. Jacob Gonzalez just flicks one the other way, and the shortstop Johnson, or the third baseman Johnson, was all the way over towards short. Had no chance to get over to field that baseball, and it goes as a soft rolling single for Gonzalez. So one on one out for Calvin Harris, the left-handed hitting catcher. 3 straight lefties to lead the lineup for the ballers. And then you have 6 righties thereafter. The right-hander Ethan Pecco. Wines pitches. First pitch inside off the plate, 1-0. We'll be here through Sunday. Woodpeckers right in the middle of a 12-game road swing to close the road schedule in 2023. 5-1 last week out in Kinston. Here's the pitch, and it just missed outside. Here's the 2-0, and a high fastball off target. 3 balls and no strikes on Calvin Harris. Harris, one of 3 catchers on the Kannapolis roster. 4th-round pick, originally from Iowa, and he also was grabbed out of Ole Miss, swinging a foul backwards. So Chicago White Sox and their scouts, with a lot of eyes on the Rebels program this year, go with the first rounder, Gonzalez, and a couple of rounds later, they grab the other one, Calvin Harris. Not to be confused with the DJ Calvin Harris, which popped to mind right away when I saw that name. Here's the 3-1. And a fastball is close, but just outside. A 5-pitch walk to put 2-1 with 1 away. Jacob Gonzalez goes to second, and Harris to first. Brings up Kannapolis cleanup hitter Chris Lanzilli. Let's work around the Woodpeckers lineup, or the air defense today. Jackson Lofton in left. Leo Molina gets the start in center. And Luis Baez is out in right. Ryan Johnson, third baseman. Garrett Gilmet plays at first. The shortstop, Bryce Matthews. Jaron Williams is out at second base. And Luis Encarnacion does the catching for the right-hander Ethan Pecco. Slider lands for a strike one. Lanzilli with an open stance. Pitch comes home, fouls it off the inside of his left foot. Goes trickling out to the mound, but will be nothing more than strike two on Lanzilli. Kannapolis at 61-58, 26-28 in the second half. They still are mathematically alive in the South Division playoff race, but the fate is mostly out of their hands. They need to win as many games as possible and hope for teams like Charleston and Columbia to lose over the final couple of weeks. 0-2, grounded out toward shortstop. It's gloved by Matthews. Quick flip to second, and Williams can't turn it. He pockets the baseball, and a fielder's choice picks up the second out of the first. Lanzilli to first base. Gonzalez makes it down to third. Harris forced out on the play. And now here's Jordan Sprinkle with a chance to give the Cannonballers the early lead. Time called by the Fayetteville catcher. And he wants to work back through the signs. Nathan Pecco wanting to put up a zero in the first inning. Spins a slider a little outside, and that is ball one. Jordan Sprinkle has been with the ball club all season. He comes in tonight batting 232, two home runs, 28 RBIs to go along with nine doubles. Swings late on a cutter to the outside corner at 81. One ball, one strike. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. Williams shifted near second base. And here comes the pitch. Well hit out into center field, sends Molina back all the way towards the track, reaches up, makes the catch. Right as he was starting to approach the dirt, long way to run, Leo Molina shags down a deep drive by Jordan Sprinkle and ends the inning. Ethan Pecco with a tip of the hat. He strains runners on the corners, and we are scoreless after one tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Kannapolis. It's the top of the second inning, and Ryan Johnson begins the frame, swinging through an off-speed pitch by the lefty Lucas Gordon. Really good changeup that he has displayed tonight. Used it to get some swing and miss out of Matthews, Baez, and Gil Met. Struck out three in a row after giving up a leadoff single. Right back to the off-speed, and Johnson over top. Nothing in two. Luis Encarnacion, Fayetteville home run leader next, and then Jackson Lofton. 5, 6, and 7 of the order. Here's the pitch. Fastball rides up high. And it is 1-2 on Johnson. Ron Johnson hitting 207 over 23 games since his arrival. Strikes out swinging. That changeup got him again. Lucas Gordon has racked up four straight strikeouts and really starting to settle in. So here's Luis Encarnacion, 240 hitter over 87 games. 10 home runs, leads the club active right now. One behind Zach Cole's 11 with 41 RBIs. Infield, outfield, straight up, and the first pitch, slider low and in towards the laces, and Encarnacion checked over it. He went too far. Strike one on Enka. Encarnacion did have a home run in Kannapolis. He finished the series 4-for-9. His home run was a two-run home run, accounted for his only RBIs on the week. Also scored four runs, walked twice, struck out seven times, enters tonight on a three-game hitting streak. Cuts through the changeup, and Lucas Gordon not throwing much fastball at all in the inning. Woodpeckers will have to adjust. Here comes the offer. Down and outside, and a little surprised not to see Encarnacion move up at all in the box. Obviously, you don't want to show that to the pitcher and then be caught by the fastball, but how much changeup Gordon's been throwing today. You might see a couple of Woodpeckers scoot that back foot up a little bit. And now the 1-2 home. Lashed foul into the right field bullpen over first base coach Dylan Mazzo's head. Ricky Rivera coaching over at third. Fayetteville hitting coach Luis Reynoso and pitching coach Zach Wilkins. Lucas Gordon fires a two-strike pitch to Encarnacion. It's grounded out towards short, squared up by Gonzalez. The pickup, the throw to first, and out number two. Routine ground ball, and there's two gone at the Fayetteville second quickly for Jackson Lofton. Lofton, right-handed hitter, playing out in left field tonight. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. 1-0. Lofton closing in on 60 stolen bases. The all-time franchise leader checks his swing and made contact. Foul ball dribbles behind the plate. Went 5-for-15 last week, hit a home run in Kannapolis and drove in three. Also scored seven times, walked five times, had a really good week just in terms of getting on base, and those five hits were a pretty solid figure as well. Here's Gordon's wind and 1-1. Lofton takes a down-to-the-dirt slider. Fayetteville with a losing record, as we mentioned, against the Cannonballers this year, 11-7, but they've won three of the last four. And now the 2-1. Fastball a little bit low. The last series was a weird one at home in late June, early July. A pair of the games were shortened due to rain. One of them was called after six innings and another after eight. And Fayetteville ended up winning both by a close margin, 4-1 the first game and then 3-2 the second game. Swinging a foul ball onto the roof. Goes to two strikes on Lofton. Gordon a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. Here comes his wind and 3-2 pitch. Runs outside, ball four. Jackson Lofton will take his base, and the second inning will continue for Dari Lorenzo. Lorenzo, the switch hitter, bats from the right side against the lefty Lucas Gordon. Jackson Lofton leading off of first and will quickly step back in. A pickoff throw going that way, and he's safe. Lofton up to 57 stolen bases. Good chance he'll be the first Woodpecker ever to hit 60 this week if he can continue to get on base. And he's going. First pitch home is fouled back into the suites. And it's strike one on Dari Lorenzo. Lorenzo this season batting 220. Playing in his 66th game of the year tonight. Six doubles, two home runs, and 20 RBIs. Has a 295 on base percentage. Gordon, a check down at first where Lofton leads. Gives him a long look, and here's the pitch down and in. A ball to Dari Lorenzo. Turned into a pretty humid evening. Not all that hot at first pitch. It dropped down into the 70s, but they got hit with rain prior to the initial delay, kind of mid-afternoon, and then the delay right around first pitch today. Swinging another lofted foul ball onto the right field concourse. Some dogs are in the park tonight. Tuesday night ball game in the penultimate series of the 2023 season. Fayetteville will wrap it up next week at home against the Charleston River Dogs, their final chance to see the Woodpeckers in 2023. A step over to first, and Lofton dives back in under a throw. Now Gordon has to come home. He can pick off again, but has to get Lofton, otherwise it's a balk. See if Jackson takes advantage. Lengthens that lead. Here's the step off, throw going to first. Lofton breaking for second, throw that way. The tag by Sprinkle. Oh, and they called him safe. Shocking. Looked like Lofton was surely out. Michael Corbett makes the call, and Jordan Sprinkle is stunned. I'm not sure how Jackson Lofton got in safely. Throw arrived well in front of him. Tag looked like it was dropped down, unless he missed the tag outright from our vantage point. No argument out of Patrick Leland, the Kannapolis manager. A little surprised to see him stay on the railing. Pitch outside. Lofton going to third. And he is off the bag. He's tagged out. Oh, and now Michael Corbett will have to argue with Ricky Rivera. And Lofton comes in as a part of this conversation. Lofton pushed away by Ricky. And once again, as is commonplace, Michael Corbett, the center of controversy on the bases. We will go to break. Fayetteville runs themselves out of the inning. And we're going to the bottom of the second.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right.
Ryan Galani leads off the inning for the Cannonballers and fouls the first pitch back. It's strike one Ethan Pecco back out to the mound. Jackson Lofton cut down at third, trying to steal a second base to end the inning. So we remain scoreless after 1.5 tonight. Galani Betancourt and then Drake Logan, 6, 7, and 8 of the order for Ethan Pecco. This is outside of the pitch, and it is 1-1. Infield shifted to the left, pull side of the righty. Next pitch lifted in the air out into center. Molina drifts back. Been busy in center field to start the night, makes the catch. And Galani flies out. One gone in the second. Now it's Jonaker Betancourt. Betancourt DHing today, right-handed hitter. And the infield will stay in its same position with Williams towards the middle. Pecco steps off. And now a pitch clock violation being assessed against Pecco. And an automatic ball given to Betancourt. He'll start in a 1-0 count. Didn't look like Pecco and Encarnacion could quite come together on what pitch they wanted to throw there. And now Pecco into the motion, pitches. Misses outside with a fastball. Betancourt on the season batting .232 over 58 games, 7 home runs, 35 RBIs. The pitch elevated. And that's a ball, 3-0. Next pitch drifts inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Betancourt. Second walk of the game for Ethan Pecco. Gave up a walk and a single in the first, but was able to strand the runners. Got Jordan Sprinkle to fly out and end the inning. Now it's Drake Logan. Logan, the right-handed hitter, standing in. Pecco working from that first base side of the rubber. His pitch is a slider over the middle and called strike one. Logan, a tall right-hander, 6'4". Right back to the slider for Pecco, and he lands for a strike. It's where the early struggles have been for Ethan Pecco, just locating the fastball. Overall, his slider has probably been his most accurate pitch over the first couple of games with Fayetteville. Hone in the fastball as he misses down and outside with it, and you really have an arsenal that's starting to develop, but it's what ran him into trouble in his debut. As mentioned, he made some corrections in Kinston last week, followed it up with a nice day out of the bullpen behind Trey Dombrowski, went 3 innings, gave up just a couple of earned runs, struck out 5. The 1-2 home. Pitch is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Middle infield, Matthews Williams, double play depth. As the 2-2's offered up, Logan strikes out swinging. A slider biting low and outside. And that pitch was really honed in during that sequence. Drake Logan, the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Ethan Pecco, first time through the order. Now it's the 9-hitter Wilbur Sanchez to square off with Pecco for the first time. Williams again shifted up the middle, and they're giving Sanchez the whole right side of the diamond. Short lead off of first for Betancourt. Here's the pitch, and it missed outside. One of the big stories we're tracking tonight, Trey Dombrowski, who is expected to come out of the bullpen behind Pecco. He is tied for the single-season strikeout record. Tied Sean Dubin last week and needs just one tonight to become the all-time leader. We anticipate that later on tonight, perhaps fifth, sixth inning, whenever Trey gets into the game. I have a good feeling he'll get it done tonight. After he struck out 11 in 5 innings, won Carolina League Pitcher of the Week last week in Kinston. Sanchez in a 1-1 count. Here's Pecco's pitch. Fastball down and away again, and just struggling to locate it in this second inning. Down and outside seems to be the spot that the fastball keeps ending up. Two balls and a strike, 30 pitches tonight for Pecco as he tries to exit a second inning scoreless. Here's the 2-1. Grounded out towards third. Johnson Fields just behind the third base bag. Throws to first, a little low, but gloved by Guilmette. And the inning is over. Another runner stranded on base. Kannapolis has left three over two scoreless. It's nothing-nothing. Woodpeckers and Ballers continue next.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning in Kannapolis, and it's Dari Lorenzo leading off for the Woodpeckers. Switch hitter from the right side was at the plate in the second inning when Jackson Lofton was thrown out trying to steal third. So he starts in a fresh count in this third inning. Takes the fastball up high from the lefty, Lucas Gordon. Almost said Colton Gordon, the former Woodpecker and Astros top pitching prospect. Fastball inside, 2-0. Lorenzo, then Leo Molina, bottom of the order. Jaron Williams, the leadoff hitter. Here comes the wind and the pitch home. Swing and a miss, and Lorenzo clipped Harris a little bit on the follow-through. Looks like Gordon may be limited today by Kannapolis in his debut. There's already a right-hander starting to warm up in that right field bullpen. And Gordon may be capped at a certain pitch count or be scheduled for just three innings today. Pitch down low. That's sort of the same mentality the Woodpeckers are working with guys like Ethan Pecco and Jake Bloss, still working them into pro ball, and they also are capped at about three innings per night. Fastball outside, four-pitch walk. Dari Lorenzo doesn't see anything to hit. Second walk of the night for Lucas Gordon, and the Woodpeckers get a leadoff base runner. Here's Leo standing at Molina. First pitch is lifted out of play off to the right, foul. And now the 0-1. There's a called strike on the inside corner. Nothing in two on Leo Molina. Molina, six home runs on the season, takes a cut, pops it out of play, batting 219, 29 RBIs, go along with four doubles. and a .281 on base percentage. Now a full-time center fielder ever since the arrival of Bryce Matthews. Takes a swing, pops it up on the infield. Third baseman Sanchez calling for it, and he makes a two-hand catch for the first out. Back to the top of the order, second plate appearance tonight for Jaron Williams. But before he is announced, the manager Patrick Leland is out of the dugout. And it looks like that will be all for Lucas Gordon tonight, as we anticipated with that bullpen active. He is going to be capped at a total of 48 pitches. Cap was probably about 50. 28 strikes tonight for him in his debut, and he goes 2 1/3, leaves with a runner at first base to his responsibility. New right-hander to tell you about when we come back. Scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers in the top of the third from Atrium Health Ballpark. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
The world is a vampire.
Cannonballers go to the bullpen. They cap Lucas Gordon in 48 pitches tonight and go to right-hander Horacio Andujar. 3-4 record and a 5.18 ERA in 25 games this year. 41 2/3 innings with 32 strikeouts. He's walked 13 and given up 24 earned runs. First pitch swinging. Jaron Williams rolls it sharp to short. Gonzalez down to a knee. Fields goes to second for one. Over to first. It's late. And as Williams crosses the bag, he stumbles over. Oh, is he just called out? I think he was just called out by Michael Corbett. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, it was nowhere close. Williams was clearly there ahead of the throw, and once again, an inning will end with Ricky Rivera having a conversation with Michael Corbett out on the diamond. Incredible. We are going to break. Back in a moment.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Bottom of the third inning. And leading things off for the Cannonballers will be the top of their order, Riku Nishida. We're scoreless after two and a half tonight. First pitch from Ethan Pecco misses up high, and it is 1-0. Nishida, Gonzalez, and Harris, top three of the order here, as Pecco delivers and missed off the plate outside. Controversial close to the top of the third, a double play ball, and a throw to third that was well laid of Williams, but Michael Corbett calling out Jaron. We got a freeze frame image of that play, and the ball clearly almost 15 feet away from the mitt of the first baseman, Galaney, when Williams had his foot on the bag. So the Woodpeckers have really the bats taken out of their hands in that inning, and now Nishida draws a four-pitch walk. Pecco gives up his third walk of the game. And we'll keep eyes on his pitch count, eyes on that Fayetteville bullpen, which doesn't have any activity right now. Now it's Jacob Gonzalez into the left side, first baseman. Here's the pitch. And a fastball called to strike. Gonzalez singled on a slow roller that trickled all the way to the third base bag and hit the front of the bag. First round pick out of Ole Miss. First time the Woodpeckers have squared off against him this year. Spinning a throw over to first. And on the opposite side of things, first time the Cannonballers, their pitching staff has gotten a look at some of the most recent Woodpeckers draft picks, including first rounder Bryce Matthews over at short tonight. Here's the 0-1. Down in the dirt. Throw down with the runner moving and not in time. Well, now he slid off of the bag. Nishida overslides second. Matthews keeps the tag on him, and he is out. Nishida going in hard. He tried to pop up, pop slide on top of that second base bag, but just all his momentum carrying past the bag, and Woodpeckers catch a break. Nishida caught stealing, and Jacob Gonzalez in a 1-1 count. Pitch was low. Now the 1-1 from Pecco. Slider bends around the outside corner, called strike two. Chris Janke, our plate umpire tonight. His name has not been mentioned much. It's been Michael Corbett who's been doing most of the talking with the managers tonight. And now here comes the 1-2 home. Tapped foul to the screen. Gonzalez with a home run and eight RBIs. And now the 1-2 pitch is a little up and in. No runs, one hit, no errors per side. A Jacob Gonzalez single on the infield and a Jaron Williams single out into center, the only base hits tonight. Next pitch, he sticks the bat out, shoots it foul down the stairwell of the Woodpeckers dugout. And it's 2-2. Swinging a soft liner out into center field. That drops down in front of Leo Molina. And Jacob Gonzalez comes up with a single. His second of the game. Has started 2 for 2. Now it's Calvin Harris, the left-handed hitting catcher, who has walked tonight. First pitch home is a little high. And that's ball one. And a check swing on a low breaking ball. They appeal, and Corbett says he went. Most certainly did not. And it's now a 1-1 count. Just nothing being called right tonight. For both sides, truly, it's unfortunate. Calvin Harris down a 1-1 count with one out. And now the pitch down to the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Chris Lanzilli, cleanup hitter, waiting in the wings. Kannapolis has had their chances tonight. They put two on in the first, one in the second. Couldn't bring anybody around. Spinning a throw over to check up on Gonzalez. Ethan Pecco at 47 pitches. He's thrown 24 strikes, so strike percentage not quite where you'd want it, right around 50%, but the key is locating that fastball as his inning continues, and he does deliver a fastball for a strike on the low outside corner, and it's 2-2 now on Harris. On a soft line out into left field, it dunks down out in front of Lofton. Gonzalez gets to second base, and back-to-back singles by Gonzalez and Harris have two cannonballers on with one gone. Well, that caught stealing proving to be big when Nishida overslid second. That's a big first out. Otherwise, the Cannonballers would have a run in. This game's scoreless, but the ballers threatening. Chris Lanzilli up for a second time. The right-handed hitter 0 for 1 and hit into a fielder's choice his last time. Here's the pitch. And it drifts inside on him. Funny enough, Lanzilli was in this exact same spot. Two on, one out, first and second. And he grounded to Matthews, the shortstop. Double play was just short, but Lanzilli couldn't come through the first time. Trying to do it this time around. Gets a second chance at it. And a fastball runs outside and low. Ball two on Lanzilli. Gonzalez off of second and Harris on first. Two straight singles against Pecco. Next pitch, sails high. And it's three balls and no strikes. A walk of some sort would no doubt draw Zach Wilkins out to the mound to slow things down for Pecco and maybe even get that bullpen started. He hasn't given up a run, but has fallen behind in a lot of counts tonight. 3-0 pitch. Comeback changeup and floated in at 79. And it's not the off-speed tonight. That's working fine for him. He's placed a couple of good sliders. Changeup has been about knee level on most occasions. It's just getting that fastball where he wants it. 3-1 with one out. And here comes Pecco's leg kick pitch. It is a strike on the high inside corner. Took a little off again. 80-mile-per-hour changeup. And now the 3-2. He strikes out. Ethan Pecco comes back, beats him with a slider. Three straight off-speed pitches to send Lanzilli to the plate, to the dugout, that is. And the Annapolis cleanup hitter has not been able to come through tonight with runners on base. It's now Jordan Sprinkle. Flied out to deep center back in the first. He's 0-for-1. And here comes the first pitch to Sprinkle. Line drive up the middle and out into center field. Gonzalez had to dodge the line drive. They're sending him around third. Here's the rolling throw to the plate. A swipe tag by Encarnacion, and they tag out Gonzalez stumbling in. Chris Janke calls out Gonzalez. The inning is over. Now he'll argue with Patrick Leland, and it has certainly become the umpire show tonight. Both dugouts have ended some of these innings tonight, carrying on arguments. What a sequence, what a play, what a throw by Molina. We're going to the fourth inning scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my head.
Top of the fourth inning, line drive sent to center by Bryce Matthews, and it drops in front of Nishida. Bryce Matthews, in his second plate appearance tonight, leads off the fourth inning with a single. And the first Woodpeckers base hit since Jaron Williams started the game with a single up the middle. So leadoff runner on, and Bryce Matthews with his speed. We'll see if Ricky Rivera gives him the green light. Here's Luis Baez. Baez up to the right side, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Got beat on all off-speed against the lefty Lucas Gordon. Back out of the hill here for the fourth is Horacio Andujar, who got the final two outs of the third inning on a double play. Baez takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Matthews with a huge lead off of first, but not going. Slider drifts outside, and it's a ball. 1-1. On Baez. Spinning a throw over to first, and Matthews dives back in. Next pitch sent on the fly to center. Nishida, long run, cuts over into the alleyway and cuts it off. Matthews back to first. Baez with the flyout. There's one gone in the Fayetteville fourth. Now it's Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet struck out against Lucas Gordon in the first. These 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters all looking for a little bit of redemption. Matthews, Baez, Gilmet, Johnson all struck out in their first ABs. And now they try and break up this scoreless tie. Here's the set and a spin over. Matthews dives back in safely. Next pitch up and inside. Want to know on Gilmet. Only got to see his former college teammate Lucas Gordon once, and now head-to-head against the righty Andujar. Matthews with a big lead again, not going. Slider misses outside. Jordan Sprinkle playing pretty far towards that bag. Big gap on the right side for Gilmet. Here's the pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside part of the zone. Generous call for Andujar and gets Gilmet to a 2-1 count. Here's a line drive through that right side and out into the right center field gap. Matthews gets to second, now to third, and will stop there. Garrett Gilmet sears one off the barrel, a single. Second hit of the fourth inning. And the Woodpeckers have something brewing with one away, and Ryan Johnson coming up to the plate. First pitch to Johnson standing in, and a slider misses outside from Andujar. 1-0. Johnson struck out swinging to begin the second inning. And now the chance to break up a scoreless game in the top of the fourth. Next pitch, slider away again. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0, and Johnson shoots it foul off a sweet window. 2-1. Ryan Johnson was relatively quiet on the road last week in Kinston. He went a combined 4-for-21 in the series. Did have a double and a home run, though. Here's the pitch. And a slider called strike one. Middle infield double play depth with one out. Runners the corners. Pitch to Johnson is called strike three. Top of the zone. He got 3 breaking balls in that at bat. 2 to the outside, 1 up top. And Johnson down looking for the second out of the fourth. Still early tonight, but it feels like this game may be decided on just who can come up with some of the big hits late with runners on. Both sides have had their opportunities, but Fayetteville tonight 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, and on the Kannapolis side just 1-for-4. Kannapolis has left 5 on. The Woodpeckers have left 1. But now Encarnacion, first pitch swing, roller out into right field. He found the hole on the right side, and it will score Bryce Matthews to give the Woodpeckers a 1-0 lead. Third single of the inning against Andujar. It gets Gilmet to second as well. And it's Fayetteville who breaks through first. 42nd RBI of the season for Luis Encarnacion. And now here comes Jackson Lofton. Lofton ready for the first pitch. Sixth batter of the inning for the Woodpeckers, and a slider dips low. One ball and no strikes on Jackson. Drew a walk in the second inning. And here comes the set. Look to second, the pitch. And it just missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Lofton stole his 58th base of the season after he walked in the second inning. And then tried to steal third, but it was thrown out by Harris. Pitch is popped up. Left side of the diamond should end the inning. Gonzalez calling for it at short, and he makes the catch with his feet right on the cut of the left field grass. Inning over, but the Woodpeckers strike for one. An RBI single for Luis Encarnacion. One run on three hits, two left on, and no errors. We go to the bottom of the fourth, and it's the Woodpeckers up first tonight, one zip. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and the very first pitch to Ryan Galaney, the right-handed hitting first baseman, is rolled foul up along third. And it's a strike one on Galaney. The Woodpeckers take a 1-0 lead on a RBI single from Luis Encarnacion in the top of the fourth. And they're up a run. Galaney, Betancourt, and Drake Logan go up against the right-hander Ethan Pecco. And here comes the pitch from Pecco. On the fly to left, Lofton in on it and makes the catch at his chest. And Galaney flies out for the first of the inning. And now Jonaker Betancourt up to the plate. Kannapolis designated hitter has drawn a walk today. First pitch outside. One-oh is popped up. Out into shallow right. Baez drifting underneath it and stops his run, makes the grab. Two gone. Two quick flyouts for Ethan Pecco. And a strong start to the fourth inning. Brings up Drake Logan. First pitch home to Logan. And a fastball popped out of Encarnacion's mitt, but was in the zone, called strike one. A one pitch is off of the plate outside. 1-1. Two gone, bases empty for Pecco, and here he comes down the hill. Swinging a lofted fly ball, foul into the right field seats. Fly ball hit well to right. Baez starts back on it and makes the catch before the track, ending a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Pecco. We have played four, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0 tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. We play the top of the fifth inning, and Dari Lorenzo leads it off for the Woodpeckers. Swings through the first pitch from the right-hander Horacio Andujar. And it is 0-1. Dari Lorenzo will be followed up with Leo Stani Molina and then Jaron Williams. Pitch is called a strike right on the outside corner. And it's now a no-ball, two-strike count. Lorenzo walked on four pitches in the third, so seeing much more in the zone this time around. Here it comes. Scoots out of the way of an inside fastball. One ball and two strikes. Woodpeckers had three singles in the fourth against Andujar. The third was a Encarnacion ground ball single into right that scored Bryce Matthews for the 1-0 lead. Four hits per side to this point. Here's a well-struck line drive foul pulled into the right field bullpen. And it's 1-2, still on Dari. Next pitch, grounded foul right to Dylan Mazzo. And he let it roll by. Game one of the series tonight in K-Town. We're here through Sunday. Andujar pitches. Lorenzo strikes out swinging on an inside fastball. So one gone in the fifth. It brings up Leo's Danny Molina. Well, this day in Woodpeckers history, we flash back to August 29, 2021. 2 years ago today, Woodpeckers got a career game out of outfielder Michael Sandel. Astros' 10th round draft pick from 2021 went 3-for-5 with a 3-run home run, 5 runs batted in, and finished a double shy of the cycle in a Woodpeckers 9-1 win over Down East. Elvis Garcia also went 4 1/3 scoreless innings in the start with 4 strikeouts, so a very complete win by Fayetteville 2 years ago today. And now here comes the wind, the kick, the pitch. And it's down to the dirt. Sandel's in high A Asheville right now, but he has played in every level of the Astros minor league system all the way up through AAA. But really broke onto the scene his first year as a minor leaguer in 21. Now the 1-1. And Molina takes a slider off the plate outside. 2 balls and a strike. Molina's popped out once tonight, and now he sends one skyward between home plate and the mound. Harris, the catcher, looking on. Third baseman Sanchez comes forward, and he let it get by him. He overran it coming forward, and that ball planted in the grass on the fair side of the line. A communication meltdown by the Kannapolis infield, and at the end of the day, I always think that would serve a pitcher better just to make the play themselves instead of trying to play traffic cop. Andujar was underneath it the whole time, and it seems like the standard procedure is always to give way to your corner infielders, but sometimes they can't judge it as well as the guy running underneath the pop fly. So it costs Kannapolis, and Leo's Danny Molina comes away with, either a single because nobody touched it or maybe an error. We'll see how it officially gets scored. Williams underneath a fastball for strike one. A single and a double play ball today for Jaron Williams. And here's the belt tie set pitch. Down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. One outside. Two balls and a strike on Williams. And here's the pitch outside. Again, 3-1. Jaron, the ninth rounder out of Toledo. Woodpeckers have had at least one runner on base in every single inning tonight. Whether it be single or walk, pitch runs outside, ball 4. Williams flips aside the bat. And that'll put 2 on for Fayetteville with 1 away. Bring Bryce Matthews up into the right side. Matthews with a strikeout and a single has also scored a run. Singled and came around, played the only run of the game in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Slider down and outside. Force at every base with one gone for Andujar. Here's his pitch. Low and outside. Here's the pit throw up the first baseline, a back pick. And Williams dives back in safely. Took a big secondary lead, and Harris checking up on him. Now the 2-0 toss home. And Matthews hits it well out into right. slicing towards the pole, sending Logan all the way to the track. Leaps at the wall. It's over his glove and off the top of the high wall. Runners held. Now they'll keep on moving. Here comes Molina, the plate, cutoff throw. He slides in under the tag, and the Woodpeckers lead 2-0 on a Bryce Matthews double. They had to wait until the last moment to start moving. Drake Logan gave it a great effort in right, leaping at the wall, and that ball landed just below the yellow padding that indicates the top of the fence and a home run. So Bryce Matthews barely missing out on number four of the season, but it's the first extra base hit of the night for either lineup and puts two in scoring position with one out. Woodpeckers on the brink of a big inning. Meeting on the mound, Kannapolis Will Conference. Let's look around the Carolina League tonight. We got started an hour late, so most games are near the finish. Salem and Augusta might have been delayed tonight, though. They're only in the top of the fourth, 2-2 tie game. Myrtle Beach goes final in Charleston. They beat the River Dogs 3-2. Lynchburg is tied with Fredericksburg in the top of the ninth inning, 3-3. Delmarva in Columbia, they were also delayed tonight, only in the bottom of the second. It's 2-1. Shorebirds. And in Zebulon, the Wood Ducks are leading Carolina 6-3 at the end of eight. Carolina Mudcats enter today two games ahead of the second place Hillcats, fighting for the first place spot. Bouncing ball right back to the mound, fielded by Andujar. Throw goes to third, but it's low and bounces away from Sanchez. Rolls all the way towards the dugout. Williams never saw it. He'll hold it third, and the bases are loaded. Kannapolis with just a very turbulent inning on the infield. It all started with the miscommunication on the pop fly from Leo Molina. A ball that should have been caught, dropped on the infield grass. He ends up coming home to score, and now an accurate throw that would have gotten Williams is shorted over towards Sanchez, and Kannapolis keeps the Fayetteville rally moving. Here's Baez with, or rather Guilmette with the bases loaded. Baez swinging at the first pitch there, hitting it back to the mound. Here's the first one home, and Guilmette takes a fastball for strike one. Next pitch grounded out towards third, could be two. Fielded by Sanchez to second for one. The turn to first, a double play. Around the horn it goes, and the Cannonballers get out of the inning. Despite the turbulent infield troubles, they give up just the one run on the double to Bryce Matthews, and it's 2-0 Fayetteville halfway through it tonight.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
They say
Welcome back to Atrium Health Ballpark. Day done for Ethan Pecco. And Trey Dombrowski takes over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Dombrowski entering tonight tied for the single season strikeout record. First pitch to Sanchez popped up on the infield. Johnson sprinting in from third, calls everybody off, makes the catch. And on one pitch, one gone. So Dombrowski taking over for Ethan Pecco. Dombrowski, the reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week after he struck out 11 Wood Ducks across five perfect innings last week on the road. First pitch down in the dirt, and it kicks away from Encarnacion. Comes into tonight with a 4-9 record and a 3.94 ERA. Next pitch is foul tipped by Riku Nishida. And it's 1-1. Nishida has struck out tonight and also walked. Left on left matchup. Three straight lefties now for Dombrowski to face off against. Next pitch, and he tries to bunt, and it's foul. Bunted it right behind home plate. Encarnacion quickly up with the ball. But no play, and 1-2 count. Really interesting sequence here as Nishida goes all the way down into the squat like a catcher before he pops back up to his feet and then readies for the two-strike pitch. Here comes the wind, the kick, the offer, and it's slapped foul. Nishida a little bit late on it. And he kind of runs out of that left side as well. Grew up in Japan before he came to the States. Dombrowski eyes the target, winds, kicks, pitches. And another slider fouled back into the screen. Of course, no shortage of Japanese ball players for Nishida to watch growing up. Everybody from Ichiro now to the incredible Shohei Ohtani. 1-2 with one out. Here comes the pitch home. It's up and inside. Two balls and two strikes on Nishida. Jacob Gonzalez, first-round pick, taking his warm-up swings on deck. Dombrowski will try it again. Another two-strike pitch on the way, and it's down in the dirt. Trying to pass Sean Dubin, who struck out 132 in 2019. 4 years later, Trey Dombrowski trying to break that record. He's a strike away. And now here comes the 3-2 payoff. It's inside on the corner. Just missed. Ball four to Nishida. That's something Dombrowski did not do all last week, give up a base runner. 15 up, 15 down. But now he goes up against the first round pick and Jacob Gonzalez and misses just off of the plate. Ball one. Gonzalez with half of the Kannapolis hits today, a pair of singles. Here's the pitch. Down to the dirt outside, and it's 2-0. Fayetteville, the 2-0 lead as the 2-0 comes in, and Gonzalez yanked his head out of the zone, swung and missed. 2-1. Calvin Harris, who also has a single and has reached twice on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing at a changeup, and he's over at 2-2. So again, Dombrowski a strike away. Saw the stolen base record broken earlier this year by Jackson Lofton. Now Trey Dombrowski trying to set a record on the pitching side. 2-2 pitch offered up to Gonzalez, and he swings and hits it up the middle. Fielded by Matthews near second. Stomps on the bag. Goes to first. Low throw. Dugout. And that is the inning. Gilmet able to snare it. And Dombrowski's record-setting strikeout will have to wait a little longer. We're through five tonight in Kannapolis. And Fayetteville leads 2-0.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport.
and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Welcome back to Kannapolis. We play the top of the sixth inning. Ryan Johnson leads it off for the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch from Connor Pellerin is a fastball for strike one. Johnson, Encarnacion, and then Jackson Lofton. These 5, 6, and 7 bat in the inning against the new Kannapolis right-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 1-1 on Ryan Johnson, who has struck out in both at-bats tonight. And cuts through a fastball. It's 1-2. Pellerin on the season has pitched in 13 games and given up 12 earned runs over 15 and a third. That's a 7.04 ERA. Carries a 1-2 record into tonight. Strikes out Johnson. Hard fastball at 93 miles an hour for the Woodpeckers to catch up to. Flashed at 94 in the inning as well. And now here's Luis Encarnacion. Ground out and an RBI single tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's off the plate outside. Ball one. Infield, outfield play, Enka straight up. Drove in the first run of the game in that fourth inning. Cuts through a fastball. 94 again from Pellerin. Pellerin, a 6'4" right-hander, born in Baton Rouge and went to college at Tulane. Here's the pitch, and it's low and outside. Second organization for him here with the Chicago White Sox. As he misses down and in. Originally signed by the New York Yankees in June of 2020. And was on and off the injured list for some time in the Yankees organization. Ultimately released in April of this year. And then quickly signed on with the White Sox just a couple of weeks later. Was a free agent for no more than 2.5 weeks before finding a new home. Misses outside with a fastball. That's a ball. And Encarnacion draws the walk. One out, free pass, and here comes Jackson Lofton. Lofton has walked and popped out to shortstop tonight. Jordan Sprinkle towards the middle, giving up that right side, and here's the pitch from Pellerin. Runner going, pitch low. Here's the throw down, the swipe tag, and they got him. Encarnacion tries to go feet first into the bag, but Jordan Sprinkle put it on his ankle. And there's two gone in the sixth inning as Harris guns down the runner. Your So here comes the pitch, and it is fouled back by Lofton. One ball and one strike. Next pitch is just outside. 2-1 now on Lofton. No hits for the bottom third of the order so far tonight. They've drawn a couple of walks. Pitch misses outside. Three balls and one strike. And that one high off the outside corner. So back-to-back walks. But after the caught stealing, Fayetteville will have just the runner at first, and now Dari Lorenzo. Lorenzo with a walk and a strikeout. First to pick off, move over to first to check up on Lofton. Stole back number 58 in the second inning, then was caught stealing over at third base in the next sequence. Pellerin fires, Lofton goes, pitch is called a strike on the outside corner, one hopping throw and the tag is on him. Lofton caught for his second time in the game, first time that's happened all year long. And the Woodpeckers get gunned down twice by Harris, a minimal inning for Pellerin. And we go to the bottom of the sixth with Fayetteville on top, 2-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Trey Dombrowski is back to the mound, leads 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, faces Calvin Harris, Chris Lanzelli, Jordan Sprinkle, heart of the baller's order. And his first pitch, a slider on the low outside corner, called strike one by Chris Jenke. 0-1 on Harris, who has walked and singled tonight. Next pitch, down and outside. Dombrowski hunting that record-setting strikeout, tied with Sean Dubin, 132 entering today. Did that with his 11 strikeouts last time and just one to become the all-time single-season leader tonight. Slider close, just down and outside. Dombrowski used a lot of that breaking ball in Kinston last week to pick up all those swings and misses. Here comes the kick and the 2-1. Grounded out towards first base, scooped up by Gilmet, gives Trey the stop sign, hustles over to the bag, And a three unassisted records the first out of the inning. Now it's Chris Lanzilli, fielder's choice in a strikeout tonight for the Kannapolis cleanup hitter. First pitch home to him is a strike on the high outside edge. Backdoor slider. Lanzilli's come up with multiple runners on base in both plate appearances tonight. Here he is with the bags empty, though. The 0-1 swings at an inside slider, got tied up. Trey got into a pair of two-strike counts in the fifth. Right up against it. Now he has another two-strike count here. His wind, his kick, his offer. And it's high. Fastball off target. 1-2. So many great pitchers that have come through the Fayetteville franchise. And Trey, one strike away from being atop them all. Next pitch, low, changeup. Big leaguers like Luis Garcia, Christian Javier. Sean Dubin was able to call himself a big leaguer this year as well. And Trey wants to get to that point eventually, too. Two balls, two strikes. The break even. Check swing on a pitch inside. It bounces away from Encarnacion. Throw going up the first baseline. It's secured by Guilmette. And a strikeout with a 2-3 putout is the record setter for Trey Dombrowski. Number 133, more than any other Woodpecker in franchise history. He is the franchise record holder. The baseball accidentally got tossed into the Kannapolis dugout, and Trey says, hey, make sure you put that one over to the Woodpeckers dugout. We'll save that one for safekeeping. A little bit of drama on the record-setting strikeout, but Encarnacion able to make sure it recorded out number two. Jordan Sprinkle into the right side, and here's the 1-0. A changeup, and got him swinging out in front. One ball, one strike with two outs. And here comes the pitch down in the dirt. Trey was subtle with it. Quick little clap of the hands. But keeps on keeping on. Business as usual now. Has the record out of the way. And here comes the 2-1 home. Slider on the outside. You go back to when Jackson Lofton stole the record-setting stolen bag. And he said, you know, I just was kind of happy he was out of the way. Didn't have to think about it too much longer. As a liner, is hit out towards short. One hopping to Matthews. Steps and throws to first. It's in time to end the inning. 1-2-3. The record-setting strikeout for Trey Dombrowski comes with an out in the sixth. His teammates await him down to the dugout. He closes off a second scoreless inning tonight. And we go to break. Top of the seventh next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. First pitch of the seventh inning is shot on a line out into center by Dari Lorenzo, and it drops for a base hit. Leadoff single for Lorenzo, who was at the plate in the sixth, but saw Jackson Lofton be thrown out at second base, ending the inning. So it brings Leo Stanley Molina up to the plate, right-hander. The 8-9 and 1 of this inning going up against Connor Pellerin, who pitched in the sixth. Back out for the seventh. And trying to hold a 2-0 Woodpeckers lead. Fayetteville got a run on an RBI single from Encarnacion in the fourth. Then an RBI double by Bryce Matthews in the fifth. Low pitch smothered by Harris. Augusta just scored 6 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead big tonight over Salem 8-2. Green Jackets and Red Sox are out of their 2 playoff races. Still mathematically alive. The Woodpeckers are the only team actually who've been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs this year. Everybody else still going, but kind of becoming a 3-team race between Carolina, Lynchburg, Fredericksburg still in the mix, 3.5 out, and Charleston in the south. 2-0 on Molina. Here's the pitch. Tapped foul at the plate. Delmarva leads Columbia 4-3. That game's in the end of the third. They were delayed significantly in Columbia tonight with the rain. Down East defeats Carolina 6-3. Lynchburg loses, though, 4-3 to Fredericksburg. Critical loss for Lynchburg. Had a chance to get to within a game of Carolina with 11 to play. And it seems like those two teams have been mirroring each other over the last week. When one wins, the other does. When one loses, so does the other. 3-1. Called a strike on the outside corner to Molina. And Myrtle Beach edges out Charleston tonight 3-2. River Dogs need to win 4 games this week. That's their magic number to clinch the South Division. Otherwise, they'll be coming to Fayetteville next week trying to clinch the division and have a party in the visitor clubhouse. 3-2 coming home. And it's bounced foul to the first base on deck circle. Molina pop out in a single today. He scored 1 of the 2 runs and pops it up again. Near the mound, Pellerin gives way to the first baseman, and Galaney drifts in, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Now Jaron Williams, into the right side, single to double play and a walk today. He's 1 for 2. Pellerin spins, throws over to first, and checks up on Dari Lorenzo. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, the Asheville Tourists in the South Atlantic League are at home. They lost to Bowling Green earlier tonight, 4-3, the final score. Tourists led 3-0, but gave up 4 runs in the top of the sixth. Dalen Miley suffered his 6th loss of the year. And on the offensive end, Zach Cole came up with his 5th double, but that was the only extra base hit. Really good night for former Woodpecker Luis Angel Rodriguez. Pitched down to the dirt, scoots through Harris all the way to the backstop. Dari Lorenzo running hard to second base and advances on the wild pitch. Rodriguez tonight, 5 hitless, scoreless innings. Torres took a no-hit bid, actually, into the sixth before it unraveled, and they gave up 4 runs, all of those going against Dalen Miley on 4 total hits. They also were delayed a little bit by weather tonight out of McCormick Field. A lot of weather all throughout the Carolinas, and especially in Florida, where I know they're bracing for a hurricane to make landfall here in the next day or so. And our thoughts with all the folks in that state, and of course all the teams around the Florida State League that'll probably have a tough time getting baseball games in over the next few days as a result, and thinking about everybody in that league as well as they brave some of the weather down there. That time of year where hurricane season has caused many sort of disruptions across minor league baseball around this time of year. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball off the glove of Pellerin, ricocheting towards second. Sprinkle picks up, flips to first, and gets the out. Lorenzo makes it to third. Williams retired on what will be a 1-4-3. Pellerin tried to glove it initially, just kicked off of his glove and got a lucky bounce out towards Sprinkle. Now the batter, Bryce Matthews, a strikeout, single, and a double. First pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. Infield press back against Matthews, hit one off the top of the right field wall in the fifth. And another fastball swung on and missed by Matthews. Nothing in two. So Pellerin trying to put up a second straight scoreless inning. Shorts the plate, low pitch. Nothing in two. No, one and two, pardon me. Two runs on seven hits tonight for the Woodpeckers. Matthews double, the only extra base hit. For Kannapolis, no runs, four hits, all singles for their offense. Pellerin at the shoulders, throws high and missed. 2-2. In the AA Texas League tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks are leading on the trailing on the road, should say, 3-2 to Round Rock. Fly ball out into right. Logan in on it, makes the grab at the shoulder, and the inning is over. Leadoff single, and Lorenzo stranded at third. It's time to stretch in Kannapolis with the Woodpeckers leading 2-0.
Thank you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ryan Galaney is the leadoff hitter for Kannapolis in the bottom of the seventh. The Woodpeckers have led since a run in the top of the fourth. 2-0 advantage as Galaney stands into the right side. Two flyouts for him today as Trey Dombrowski, with the record in hand, delivers strike one. It was an interesting 133rd strikeout for Dombrowski, a pitch that got away from Encarnacion. He was able to corral it and get a throw up the first baseline in time to secure the punch out of Chris Lanzilli. No balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch home. And a slider swung at over top. 0-2 on Galaney. Dombrowski has set down four in a row since a fifth inning double play. Fastball runs high, 1-2. No hits for the bottom four hitters of the Kannapolis order. They've got a combined 0-for-7 tonight. Next pitch, lifted shallow, center field. Molina with a jog in, slows his run, makes the catch, and there's one away. And Ryan Galaney been keeping the Fayetteville outfield busy today. Three flyouts, two to center, one to left. 0-for-3 day. Here's Jonaker Betancourt, the DH. A walk and a flyout to right for him, 0-for-1. Dombrowski's first pitch home. Slider called strike one on the inside corner. Left-handed pitcher warming for Kannapolis out in the bullpen. Trey's 0-1. Right back to the slider, just missed off the outside, 1-1. Next pitch down and inside. For Corpus Christi tonight, the hooks rolled out starting pitcher Angel Macquarie. Four innings, two earned runs, and four walks for him before Cesar Gomez takes over. Slider strike. For their offense, just all singles today. Four hits, all singles. And RBIs for Gray Kessinger on a rehab assignment, and Zach DiZenzo pitched down to the dirt, hacked at and missed. The block by Encarnacion and the throw up the first baseline. A strikeout with a 2-3 putout. Drake Logan now. With the pitch coming home, swing and a foul tip into the mitt, 0-1. Logan 0-for-2, strikeout and a fly to right. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Logan with a lash up the middle into center field. It's down in front of Molina. Drake Logan with his first hit of the night. It's a two-out single that extends the seventh. Fifth Kannapolis base hit. They have all been singles tonight. And now we'll see if they can extend things with Wilbur Sanchez coming up. Sanchez with a ground out to third and a pop out that way as well. Against the lefty, Logan leads, and here's the pitch. Dombrowski cuts a slider just off the outside. 1-0. Big gap right side of the infield. They're giving it up. Williams all the way towards the middle. Fastball rides outside. It's 2-0. Next pitch popped up near the first base on deck circle and into the suites. In the Pacific Coast League tonight, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys are on the road in Tacoma, Washington, up in the northwest corner of the United States against the Mariners affiliate, and they just got started. That's a late West Coast game, and they are scoreless in the top of the first. I think first pitch was in the high 50s tonight out in Tacoma. They're already getting that fall winter weather. Well, we're still experiencing thunderstorms and 90 degrees out here on the East Coast. Must be nice. 3-1. Hard hit line drive through the left side and out into left field. Jackson Lofton picks it up quickly, but back-to-back singles have the tying runners on with two outs. And the Cannonballers get it to the top of their order against Dombrowski. Now it's Riku Nishida. Left on left as Dombrowski pitches, and a slider is swung on late. Nishida has struck out once today, walked twice, including a walk against Dombrowski back in the fifth. Big spot, 2-0 game, but the tying runs on. Here's the 0-1. And Nishida fouls it to the top of the screen. We're mentioning it earlier, but Nishida punches down like a catcher in a two-strike spot, waves the bat over the plate a couple of times, and then kind of shortens up his swing. Gets way down low and then waits for the pitcher to come set before he rises to his feet. And here's the 0-2. It's up high. Nishida, since he joined Kannapolis, batting 269. Tonight is just his eighth game. Has one double and six singles. Rolls one out towards second base. Scooped up by Williams. Short throw to first. Ends the inning and strands two. The Cannonballers have had the issue all night. They've put base runners on but haven't brought them around. They've left seven aboard over seven innings. And the Woodpeckers lead it 2-0 as we go to the eighth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches. Plus, a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We'll be right back.
Top of the eighth inning, the Woodpeckers holding Kannapolis scoreless tonight. They lead 2-0. Luis Baez swings at the first pitch, pops it up behind home. Harris sheds the mask, gives it a look, but it lands into the stands. A foul ball and strike one on Baez. Garrett Gilmet on deck, then Ryan Johnson. RBI single by Encarnacion in the fourth. RBI double by Bryce Matthews in the fifth, propping up tonight's 2-0 advantage. New left-hander into the game, Logan Lyle. First pitch, or next pitch, make it, is down and in. 1-1 on Baez. Logan Lyle comes in behind Connor Pellerin, who went two scoreless innings in the sixth and the seventh. Baez with a fly ball deep but foul to the right side. One ball, two strikes. Logan Lyle, the third reliever and fourth pitcher used tonight by Patrick Leland in the series opener. The 1-2 home. Off the plate outside. Two balls and two strikes on Baez, who is hitless tonight, 0-3 with a strikeout, flyout, and fielder's choice. Lyle, the lefty, pitches and strikes out Baez. Inside slider, and Baez comes up grabbing his left shoulder a little bit. Stumbled over as well, got his feet tied up as he made that swing, and he's trying to flex that shoulder as he walks off towards the dugout. We'll keep an eye on him. And Jennifer Bardalis will turn around and give a little bit of attention to Baez walking down into the dugout. Garrett Gilmet now. First pitch swing and a miss, nothing and one. Logan Lyle working with the pace, delivers. A foul ball, shot to the roof. 1-0 record for Lyle, 4.50 ERA in 9 games. Tonight is 10th, all in relief. 14 innings and 10 strikeouts on the year. Also pitched a little bit in the Arizona Complex League. Strikes out Gilmet with an outside fastball swinging. Two up, two down, two strikeouts. And here comes Ryan Johnson. First pitch to Johnson. Lifted foul to the roof. Johnson has struck out in all three plate appearances tonight. He's trying to turn his evening around. Fayetteville's struck out 9 times, walked 5 times. And now the 0-1. Grounded out towards third. Fair ball behind the bag. Backhanded by Sanchez. Long throw just in time to beat Johnson by a lunge. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Logan Lyle. A couple of strikeouts sprinkled in and a 1-2-3 frame. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 2-1. Woodpeckers lead it on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
We'll be right back. lanes, tail lights, red ants marching in through the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Trey Dombrowski returns to the mound for the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville holds a 2-0 lead tonight. And Dombrowski scores off against the first-round pick, Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris, and then Chris Lanzilli. 2-3-4 the order. And a pitch clock violation, I believe, was assessed against Gonzalez. No, it was against Dombrowski before that pitch came home. So the 1-0 is popped up and over our heads in the booth. 1-1 on Gonzalez. Gonzalez picked up the first two hits of the game for the Cannonballers. Is 2-for-3, also rolled into a double play ball. 1-1, flicked foul to the left and into the stands. Cannonballers have had trouble producing with runners on base today. 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and they've left 7 runners on over 7 scoreless innings. 1-2 pitch. Line foul off the top of the screen. Cannonballers have 6 hits in total. They've all been singles. Only multi-hit effort is Gonzalez with his 2-for-3. Infield pulled around to the right. And here's the 1-2 home outside. Dombrowski threw 3 scoreless today, extending from his 5 scoreless on the road last week in Kinston, has not given up a run across 8 innings during this road swing. Ground ball over against that shift, but right to Johnson. Shifted over from third. He gloves and gets a throw to first in time for the first out. So Kannapolis down to their final 5 outs tonight. Calvin Harris coming up, another lefty. The Woodpeckers have been shut out a lot more than they have shut out other teams, but on the precipice of grabbing one here to start this series, hunting their 5th shutout victory of the season. First pitch swing and a hard grounder pulled foul into the right field bullpen. Strike 1 on Calvin Harris. Harris with a walk, a single, and a ground out. 1-for-2 today, the 4th rounder out of Ole Miss ready. Takes a slide, fastball outside on the corner. Just missed, it's 1-1. Now the pitch. Hanging slider on a line out into right center, and it's a base hit. Cut off by Molina, quickly back onto the infield, but the 7th hit tonight. 7th single for Kannapolis as they draw level with the Woodpeckers in the hit column. So now it's Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli, a fielder's choice, 2 strikeouts in this one. First pitch slider missed the outside corner, 1-0. Next pitch outside, 2 balls and no strikes. There's a swing and miss at a slider, 2-1. Dombrowski has 2 strikeouts tonight. They've both been secured by Luis Encarnacion on balls that got away. And strike him out with a 2-3 putout. Dombrowski has the record in hand, up to 134 in his season. Delivers strike 2 to Lanzilli. We'll get a start on Sunday in this series and also 1 game at home next week against Charleston. Slider down and in. So has a chance if he can keep the strikeout rate up to get over the 140 mark, maybe push for 150. It took 4 years for Sean Dubin's record to be broken, and now the question is how long will Trey's eventual total stand in the record books? Bouncing ball along third, foul. Only 4 years of franchise totals. So you'll see record turnover, but Trey Dombrowski has a chance to put the strikeout number in a spot that could be tough for a lot of future Woodpeckers to reach. 3-2 pitch coming home. Fastball got him looking on the low inside corner. Chris Lanzilli down for a third time. And now it's Jordan Sprinkle. Two outs in the eighth with Calvin Harris down at first. First pitch slider, tapped foul. Jordan Sprinkle 1-for-3 with a single back in the third. Kannapolis may be due to make another pitching change come the top of the ninth. They have a right-hander throwing. They mix it up after using Logan Lyle in the eighth. Would be their fifth pitcher of the game. Slider up and outside. A lot of arms used tonight by Patrick Leland. Fayetteville's been able to get to this point with just two. Ethan Pecco for four. Trey Dombrowski working since the fifth. Trying to complete four innings himself as a fastball is chased to the high outside corner and Sprinkle goes to 1-2. Come the top of the ninth, we'll circle around the Major League scoreboard, including the Astros game as they played tonight in a critical American League wild card series against the Red Sox. Fastball up high, at least a series that has wild card implications. The Astros with the third spot right now behind Tampa Bay and Texas. The Red Sox with Toronto fighting for that final wild card seat. 2-2 home. Broken bat, pop fly should end the inning. Bryce Matthews waves his arms at short. He's got it. And that's the end of the eighth. One more stranded on for the Cannonballers after the one-out single. They've left eight aboard through eight scoreless. Woodpeckers with one more chance to add insurance when we return for the top of the ninth inning from K-Town.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching in through the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Top of the ninth inning in Kannapolis, and the first pitch is a called strike to Luis Encarnacion. There was bullpen activity for the Cannonballers in the eighth, but they will stick with Logan Lyle. Changeup gets a swing out of Encarnacion and a miss, nothing in two. Jackson Lofton will get a chance in the inning. Dari Lorenzo as well with the Woodpeckers on top, 2-0. Pitch off the low outside corner, close, but a good take, and it's 1-2. Encarnacion drove in the first run of the game. RBI single in the fourth, and here comes the 1-2. Lifts it out into right. Logan drifting back to his right, riding the warning track and making the catch. Encarnacion with a deep fly out. And out number one of the ninth inning. Now Jackson Lofton. First pitch on the ground out towards short by Gonzalez and into left field. Jackson Lofton with his first hit of the game. He's reached base for a third time. Two walks and a single tonight as Jackson goes to 1-for-2. Now it's Dari Lorenzo. A walk, a strikeout, and a single today for Lorenzo, and a step and throw over to first before he sees the pitch. Lofton has been thrown out twice today. He's 1-for-3. Never before until tonight had he been thrown out twice in a game. One of the best success rates on the bases of any Carolina League runner. Changeup called strike on the outside corner. Another pickoff going that way. Tonight, the big leagues, the Astros defeat the Red Sox 6-2. Astros hit back-to-back home runs in the first inning, never looked back. Took a 2-0 lead after one inning and led the entire night. Two more runs in the sixth and one in the seventh to defeat the Red Sox for a second straight game. Helped distance themselves in that wild card race. J.P. France got the winning decision tonight, his 10th as a big leaguer, and was really solid in a game after he got shelled his last time out. 5 2/3, two earned runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Pitch outside, and it's now 2-1 on Dari Lorenzo. Other finals tonight, the bigs. Guardians beat the Twins 4-2. Rangers over the Mets 2-1. Mitch Garver hit a solo home run for New York. For Texas. Here's the pitch. Hard hit up to third, and it's going to hit off of Sanchez. He keeps it in front, but everybody is safe. Sanchez went down to the ground, and I think he blocked that ball with his wrist or his hand. Got a piece of the heel of the glove as well. And Dari will come away with a single. Two on, no, one out. And now it's Leo Stanley Molina. Nationals beat the Blue Jays today. That's a big result for the Astros. Again, the Blue Jays, one of those American League wildcard teams. Keibert Ruiz with a three-run home run for the Nats. Orioles beat the White Sox 9-3. Pitch outside. Ball one to Leo. Phillies put up 12 runs on the Angels today, who are the story around baseball. They put a ton of their recent acquisitions during the trade deadline, like Lucas Giolito, Randall Grichuk, and others, on waivers. A salary dump. Ground ball over to third. Could end the inning. Sanchez up with it to second for one. Turned by Sprinkle to first in time. 5-4-3. An inning-ending double play, and the Woodpeckers won't grab any insurance. They go into the bottom of the ninth inning, up 2-0, trying to win the opener of this series. Late night baseball after the delay. Fayetteville tries to shut it down next when we return. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Be brighter.
A pitching change for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the ninth. They bring out Jeremy Molero, trying for his team-high fifth save of the season. Molero holding a 2-0 lead as the Woodpeckers close in on a shutout victory as well. Would be their fifth of the year, trying to take the opener over Kannapolis. Molero goes to the belt. Right-hander Ryan Galaney leads it off and takes strike one. Jeremy Molero with as good of numbers as you can have. 2-0 record, a 1.09 ERA in 21 games this year. He has been one of the best relievers in the Carolina League. Leads the Woodpeckers with his four saves. Pitch, the 0-1, fastball just inside. Side-arming right-hander with 24 and two-thirds innings. 35 strikeouts. He gives up walks, but usually strands those base runners. And Kannapolis has had base runner problems tonight. They've left eight on over eight scoreless and have come up short when runners are in scoring position. A combined 1-for-5 in that department. Galaney tonight's put the ball in play three times with three flyouts. Here's the 2-1. Flies it off to the right, out of play. Next pitch, just outside. 3-2 now on Galaney. On deck, Yonaker Betancourt, and then Drake Logan. 6, 7, and 8 hitters. The bottom of the order here, bottom half, will need to preserve things in the ninth if Kannapolis hopes to come back. Late night game, approaching the 11 o'clock hour here on the East Coast, delayed about an hour due to rain tonight. 3-2. And Molero coming home. He delivers a fastball at the bottom corner of the zone for strike three. Ryan Galaney, out number one of the ninth. Tenth strikeout for Fayetteville pitching as well. Kannapolis, who had 9, 7th strikeout tonight. Pecco with 3, Dombrowski with 3, now Molero with 1. First pitch right down the middle to Jonaker Betancourt. Nothing and 1. Betancourt, a walk, a fly out, and a strikeout. He's 0-for-2. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one. We will recap all of tonight's action, including Trey Dombrowski's historic strikeout, and get you set for tomorrow's game two here in Kannapolis. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow, so we hope, expecting to get some of the rain in the Carolina area from that Florida hurricane over the next couple of days, but we may be inland enough here towards Charlotte to avoid any of the major rain. 1-2, outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Woodpeckers trying to make it 6 wins over their last 7 games. Out of the playoff hunt, mathematically eliminated, but certainly not rolling over. Fayetteville playing some of their best baseball the second half right now. Really, really good to see. And they're closing in on that 2022 win total of 55. They'll need just 3 more wins if they can get one tonight to pass up last year's record. Fastball ran inside, clipped Betancourt on the hand, and he'll go to first. It's hit in a vulnerable spot. Betancourt down to first base, and Drake Logan will be the tying run at the plate. First hit batter tonight for Fayetteville pitching. Been an occasional issue for Malero this year, especially against right-handed hitters when you throw sidearm the way he does. 5th batter he has hit in 25 innings. Here's the pitch. It starts out high against Drake Logan, 1-0. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. Luis Baez, by the way, he has been removed from this game. Didn't mention that last inning, but a defensive change. Cam Fisher now plays out in right field. Ground ball hit out to short. Matthews the shovel to second. The turn towards first, and Logan speeds it out. Nearly a game-ending double play. The Woodpeckers get one on the fielder's choice. Logan with some good speed and had to hustle that out, otherwise it was ball game. We'll give Wilbur Sanchez a chance to step in, but he will still be the tying run to the plate, and a 2-0 Fayetteville lead. Annapolis down to their final out, comes down to the 9-hitter. Sanchez with a ground out to third, pop out to third, and a single. First pitch from Malero is just low. 1-0 on Wilbur Sanchez. Next pitch, slider that drifts off the plate. Is called a strike on the inside corner. 2-1 on Sanchez. Malero's converted all 4 of his save opportunities, but it's been a while since he locked one down. Here's the pitch. Down and inside. Last save for Malero. Came back on July 22nd, over a month without a save. He had a stretch of 4 straight saves in July, but none in August. 3-1, 2 outs. Kannapolis down to their final out tonight. Pitch is called a strike on the inside corner. Now they're down to their final strike. 3-2, and the runner will be moving. Patrick Leland going across the diamond, telling Logan to get the wheels started. Full count. Malero gets the sign from Encarnacion. Down to the belt he goes. Checks first, picks up the leg, fires, and misses down and inside. Ball 4. The tying run is on base. And the top of the order, Enrico Nishida, steps in. First meeting on the mound, first time all night. We have called the name of the Fayetteville pitching coach, Zach Wilkins. Wilkins out to have a chat with Malero. Didn't see any of him when Ethan Pecco, the starter, went four scoreless. Trey Dombrowski went four scoreless on top of that. In steps Nishida. 2 walks tonight, a ground out and a strikeout. He is the winning run at the plate, and Nishida takes strike one on a fastball. He's a unique ball player, like we said, with that interesting two-strike approach. He only stands 5'6". He's 150 pounds. 22 years old, originally from Osaka, Japan, who played a year at Oregon. The pitch is just outside. One ball and one strike. Again, a chance where Kannapolis has multiple runners on base. That was the case in the first, the third, also the seventh. And on none of the occasions they could bring anybody around. Jeremy Malero delivers a pitch and a foul ball, 1-2. And again, Kannapolis down to their final strike. Nishida down into the crouch, pops up to his feet. Malero checks second, and Nishida steps up in the box. Here's the 1-2 home. It's just outside. Another unique approach about Nishida. Does something that a lot of hitters will rarely do and step up in the box before the pitch comes home. So many hitters now to counter that velocity are always back in the box, but Nishida changes it up. Here comes the pitch home. Outside. Fills it up. 3-2. On deck is the first round pick, Jacob Gonzalez. Now chanting Nishida inside of Atrium Health Ballpark. This game hinges on a 3-2 pitch, and here it comes from Malero. It's a high fly sent into center. Molina with room, drifts back, camps under it. He's got it, and that is your ball game. Jeremy Malero strands two. The Cannonballers strand 10 total runners tonight, and the Woodpeckers wrap up their fifth shutout victory of the season. 2-0 the final in a rain-delayed ball game in Kannapolis. But the Woodpeckers on the right side of the victory tonight. We got a break. Post-game show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
To Kannapolis and Atrium Health Ballpark for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman with you, and thanks again for your patience at the start of the game tonight, delayed about an hour due to rain, and for joining us for a pitch and inning the entire night. However long you were with us, thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday night plans. And if you stuck around till the end, you got to hear a Woodpeckers win, a 2-0 final tonight, the fifth shutout victory of the year for Fayetteville. Trey Dombrowski, the big story, sets the single-season strikeout record with number 133. It came against Chris Lanzilli. A ball that got away initially from Encarnacion. He had to chase it down, but the Fayetteville catcher up with the ball, threw a one-hopper to first, and Guilmette able to dig it out. The 2-3 put out, securing the strikeout and the record-breaking K for Trey over Sean Dubin, number 133. He went on to strike out 3-4 scoreless behind the starter Ethan Pecco, who also went 4 scoreless innings. Jeremy Malero gave up a couple of base runners, a hit by pitch and a walk in the ninth, but got Riku Nishida to fly out to center and record his fifth save in 5 opportunities this year. He has been perfect in limited chances as the Woodpeckers closer, and a cool scene down on the diamond right now as well between a couple of former college teammates, Garrett Guilmette, Fayetteville first baseman tonight, and the starter, Lucas Gordon, Texas Longhorns in college, taking a photo down there on the diamond as a couple of former college friends and teammates come together in the opposing dugouts as professional ball players. 2 runs tonight scored on a Luis Encarnacion RBI single and an RBI double by Bryce Matthews. That was all the Woodpeckers needed to lock down a 2-0 victory. They out-hit Kannapolis 9-7. And the big difference tonight was Kannapolis and really their ineffectiveness with runners on. They went 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position, left 10 runners on. Fayetteville on the other side of things left 7 on. Didn't have a ton of success either with runners in scoring position, 2-for-12, but got the couple of big hits they needed to win game number 53 of the regular season. Need just 3 more over the next 11 games to close the season to pass up the 2022 total of 55. 53-68, the new record. 23-32, the new second half record. Kannapolis falls to 61-59, 26-29 in the second half. The winning decision tonight goes to Trey Dombrowski. He improves to 5-9. Jeremy Malero picks up his fifth save, and suffering the loss for the Cannonballers in this one is Horacio Andujar, who came in behind the starter Lucas Gordon and gave up the 2 earned runs in the fourth and the fifth inning. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow. Right-hander Jose Fleury is going to be on the bump for the Woodpeckers, gives them a good chance to go 2-0 on the week. 3-3 record, a 3.80 ERA against right-hander Aldrin Bautista. First time the Woodpeckers will see him this year. No record in a 2.40 ERA. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the radio with you, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB first pitch out beginning at 6:50 p.m. Final line scores for one final time in tonight's game. Fayetteville, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors in the win. Kannapolis, no runs, 7 hits, no errors in the loss. Final time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes after a 1 hour and 11 minute rain delay. Tuesday night attendance in Kannapolis of 2,545. A big thanks to Colin Casey back in Fayetteville monitoring the broadcast tonight. I think he also had a fantasy football draft, so hope you drafted a good team, Colin. We appreciate you multitasking with us, and you'll hear Colin on the air Saturday and Sunday from Kannapolis as he anchors the broadcast coverage this weekend. And a big thanks to all of our listeners as well. You make it possible to bring your Woodpeckers baseball at home or on the road, and we can't wait to do it again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, with a 6:50 pregame show here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off for the final time tonight. Good night, everybody. The Woodpeckers win 2-0 in K-Town. We will talk to you tomorrow. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.